give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump thinks Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is the best choice to be his running mate. So does the former president's son, Donald Jr.
I'm super excited because I know the man. I know the character. I know his resolve. There's no weaknesses there. I'm just super excited about it.
But ABC's Jim Ryan says not everyone agrees.
This is Jim Ryan in Milwaukee. Donald Trump's choice of running mates is not sitting well with some in the convention hall. Chris Fostner is here from Wyoming.
J.D. Vance is very anti-Ukraine, and he's on the extreme right of the party, and he's young and inexperienced.
Meanwhile, the GOP has checked one of the boxes of this convention, formally handing Donald Trump the delegate votes necessary to become the party's presidential nominee. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
Vance was once a never-Trumper who became one of the former president's staunchest supporters. This is ABC News. In case you find living on Earth a bit too much these days, there is the possibility of moving to the moon.
And one small step for man.
Not far from where Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed 55 years ago, scientists have found a cave, and they think there are probably hundreds more that could be used to house future astronauts. The cave, believed to have been formed by lava from a moon volcano. The lead researcher on NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter team says they always thought moon caves existed. To actually prove their existence is exciting. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The world's first hydrogen-powered commercial ferry is set to transport passengers on the San Francisco Bay. Officials say the 70-foot catamaran will be the first commercial passenger ferry powered entirely by hydrogen fuel cells. The San Francisco Bay Area Water Emergency Transportation Authority plans to phase out diesel-powered ferries. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What you want, we've got what you need. You're- Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then partly cloudy tonight and lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the upper 70s. In the afternoon and early evening, there could be a couple of storms that pop up. Nice Wednesday, partly cloudy and low 70s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 75 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. History made at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Madam Secretary, the great state of Wisconsin proudly casts all of its 41 votes for Donald J. Trump. Yeah!
Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming on the floor of Fiserv Forum, where Donald Trump will announce Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate this evening. Tragedy on the waters of Green Bay. The bodies of two children ages 3 and 5 have been recovered after their sailboat was found Monday morning. The search continues for the children's 32-year-old father. Identified as Bill Salnick of Little Suamico, the trio went sailing on Saturday. This is news on Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th Anniversary Celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera Ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. As the new Durand City Administrator settles into the position, economic development is one issue at the top of the list. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says when he met with Administrator Carlson, economic development was the first issue they discussed.
One of the things at the top of the agenda as far as the future was economic development. And we talked about those things, about the programs that we do have. What can we do to help businesses expand, help businesses, new businesses come in, or whatever it is. Or people that want to come in and buy businesses and maybe expand or however they want. Just all of those types of things.
The mayor says affordable housing was the second issue that the two discussed. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair is in the books for 2024. The fair wrapped up its last day yesterday. No word on just how many people walked through the gates this year, but fair organizers say they did see a steady crowd. The heat and storms this year did play a role, however. Fair manager Rusty Volk says the team's taking a day or two to recover. Then they'll get back to work planning next year's fair. UW Eau Claire will be partnering with a defense contractor on a new type of paint. The university said last week it would work with a company from Oak Creek on a new kind of paint that would better stand up to rust. Professor Deidre Gerlach is leading the university's team, but she says some students will help with the project as well. There is funding involved, but no one's saying just how much will be coming to the university. Wisconsin's 77th Allison Derrilland is now on the job. Oconomowoc native Heidi Heinzel will spend the next year promoting farms, farmers, cheese, and everything agriculture. She says she got her start in agriculture in high school and was a member of the FFA. That turned into a life sciences communication degree at UW-Madison. Allison Derland is a one-year ambassadorship position with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. And Heinzel will be giving speeches at schools and also doing interviews with the media. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Power built, built on service.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Chippewa Valley is inside the storm line today. The National Weather Service says folks here in western Wisconsin, all the way down to Milwaukee, have a chance for severe weather. The threat is high winds and thunderstorms. Forecasters say they don't expect any tornadoes, however. Our highs today will be in the mid-80s, but then cool off for the rest of the week once that line of storms moves through. The city of Mondovi will be adding some new playground equipment to its area parks. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the city applied for some grants last year and were approved.
We had put in, last year for some additional grant opportunities that were available, primarily and specifically for our parks, of which we received. So not only do we have the new ensemble at the Mirror Lake Park on North Eau Claire Street, but we also we'll be adding some additional equipment at our Sharps Point Park, over by the ball fields at the Arboretum, and out at the Tourist Park.
That equipment should be installed at the area parks in the next year. Motorists in Wabasha County are reminded that County Highway 27 will be closed starting today for a culvert replacement about a quarter mile east of 215th Avenue. Crews hope to have the work completed in 2 days. Drivers will need to use alternate routes, such as Minnesota Highway 74, Winona County Highway 30, Wabasha County Road 8, or Wabasha County Highway 14. There's a new place to drop off unwanted or expired medication in Eau Claire. The 24-hour medication drop-off box is in the lobby of the Eau Claire Jail. It will accept prescription medications in patches, over-the-counter medications, and even pet medications. The Eau Claire County Health Department says it's important to dispose of medications that are lying around in case children or pets find them and misuse them. The drop box is free to use. Guns will not be allowed inside Pfizer Forum or other buildings where the RNC events are set to take place, or in the hard perimeter around the convention where credentials are required for entry. Most guns, however, will not be banned in the area immediately outside the RNC perimeter, known as the security footprint, because Milwaukee is prevented by state law from enacting such a ban. Wisconsin law prohibits the city of Milwaukee and all local governments from, quote, prohibiting the possession or carrying of legal firearms, unquote. You're listening to WRDN News.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
A legendary name in Wisconsin dining will be disappearing briefly. The last remaining Big Boy restaurant in the state, located in Sussex, closed Sunday. A statement from its owners say that's due to needing the kitchen space to handle the volume from the attached Goat Bar and Grill. For decades, Mark's Big Boy, owned by Milwaukee's Marcus Corporation, had over 60 restaurants in four Midwestern states, including several in the Milwaukee area. Now, the Big Boy name will make its return to a restaurant in Wisconsin Dells this fall under new ownership. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet, similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Blaney blasts to victory at Pocono. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to no more racing fuel. The race on from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com. Defending NASCAR Cup Series champion Ryan Blaney took another step towards securing back-to-back titles when he won Sunday's event at Pocono Raceway. Returning to the site of his first series victory, the Team Penske pilot was able to stave off Denny Hamlin to score his second W of the season.
It was cool that I got my 12th win in the 12 car here where I got my first win. Like, that's just kind of a neat little tidbit, just a really cool day. I feel like we've let kind of a couple slip away in the last couple months, so it was nice to close one out and have a really good strategy all day. Jonathan did an awesome job, and we had a car that could hold everybody off, so just as special. Maybe, I don't know. All of them are special, but that first one is hard to beat the first one.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high-load conditions versus API SP test limits.
The midsummer break is upon us. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. There are no games in Major League Baseball today or tonight as MLB takes its All-Star break with the All-Star game itself tomorrow night in Arlington, Texas. Also, the minor leagues, the Midwest League, the Beloit Sky Carp, as well as the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, they're off until Friday as well. Former Brewers ace Corbin Burnes will start for the American League tomorrow night. This season for the Orioles, Burnes is 9-4 with a 2.43 ERA and a whip of just 1.04. The current Brewers will have a pair of representatives, catcher William Contreras and left fielder Christian Yelich. They were both voted in as starters. The home run derby is tonight. Meanwhile, the annual amateur draft continues. On day one, the Brewers had four selections. Milwaukee taking a high school bat, Braylon Payne from just outside of Houston with their first selection. The Brewers then had an extra pick at number 34, the result of the Corbin Burnes trade. They took Tennessee first baseman Blake Burke there. He just won the College World Series with the Volunteers. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Wisconsin's 2024 Ruff Grouse Survey shows an increase in drumming birds from last year. Complete details when we return, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR released the results of its annual Roadside Ruff Grouse Drumming Survey last week. The survey measured ruff grouse drumming activity heard along roadsides across the Badger State this past spring. It showed a 57% increase in statewide drumming activity compared to 2023. Ruff grouse experience a 10-year population cycle, and the DNR believes the birds might be entering the up phase of that pattern. Since 2021, survey data has been organized and analyzed by ruff grouse priority areas to help monitor key populations across Wisconsin. The 2024 survey results for priority areas compared to last year showed a 41% increase in drumming in the central priority area and a 60% increase in drumming in the northern priority area. There was a decrease in the so-called driftless priority area. For complete survey results, visit the DNR's Wisconsin Wildlife Reports webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Wisconsin Wildlife Reports. And let's hunt some grouse this fall. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Participating U.S. Wendy's.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then partly cloudy tonight and lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the upper 70s. In the afternoon and early evening, there could be a couple of storms that pop up. Nice Wednesday, partly cloudy and low 70s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 75 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Not how we want to start a Monday trade action. Obviously, some heavy happenings within our soybean contract. Even the corn and the wheat seeing some lower numbers. Livestock side, hogs ended up going down, but not by much. And the live cattle ended up with a mixed trade, while the feeders were the ones that were green all the way across the screen. Interesting things that we're going to take a look at today. We're going to kind of take a step back and look at it from maybe 30,000 feet and then just hone in on it as to what's been pushing this market. We're going to talk about why it was such an ugly day in the market trade. Need to focus on the macros of this side of the trade action and not as much about what last Friday's report had to say. So to break this all down, we're going to bring into our conversation Darren Fessler. Darren is with Lakefront Futures, and I like to tell you, I mean, I didn't like it, but I like the description you gave of this trade. And ugly, I think, is a perfect word to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a continuation of ugly if we want to take it further. It's a market that continues to grab for straws. And, you know, from a technical momentum trader standpoint, it's you're trying to figure out where these support levels are and where this high volume is and where the corn and the bean market currently are. Wheat is in this mix as well. It's the high volume levels are a lot lower than we are. It's almost an air pocket where the market is right now. And again, you're grabbing for straws to find that next support level. And it's lower for the time being.
I know that many of the folks over the weekend and then looked at the overnight trade into the day trade. And there was a lot of talk and just chatter, whether it was social media or commodity wise, about the assassination attempt on former President Trump. And you and I were talking about this before we did the program, if we even breached this conversation during this report. But you brought up, you know, there are some factors that we need to kind of think about as well.
Absolutely. And I think that the assassination attempt and the support would only grow for President Trump afterwards. And that's definitely been the case from some exit polls. And the reality is that there's a good chance that he may be reelected. And what are the odds that his policy will, you know, see the light of day again? And what does that mean for our relationship with China? What does that mean for the tariffs that potentially could get, you know, higher if we go forward? So, yeah, there's definitely a macro play to this that is much bigger than Friday's number. This is a market that is fed off of the perception that if this weather is not threatening in any way over the bulk of the area, and that's not to take away from areas that have had issues. Our farms in Fillmore, New York County have had plenty of issues. Trust me on this one. And in Iowa, it has had a lot of flooding. We're not considering it, you know, those areas are real issues. But the bulk, the 80, the 85% of the country who has pretty decent growing conditions, what are those conditions, and do those good conditions outweigh some of the negativity that we've seen because of Mother Nature? Is a huge question for the market. And when I look at the macros, the Goldman Sachs commodity indexes, the Bloomberg commodity indexes, the broad basket of how commodities as a whole are performing, it's been terrible. And what that really means is if there's money flow coming out of this space, and when you start to see these basically daily new highs made in the equity markets, it's taking that money from the commodity space, if you will, and diverting it back into equities. So, again, that is one aspect of the macro picture. The other macro aspect is when you look at the managed money, which are record short corn at the moment, then you look at how long the commercials are, and you look at some areas around the Corn Belt that have seen this push on basis all of a sudden start to back up on that basis. It's at what point does a commercial start basically selling that long position, meaning the producer is selling it? If these bushels are truly there, then the rallies that may come on weather may just be a toned down, you know, muted issue when it comes to the markets. That's where this managed money has the upper hand. And again, the momentum and trend have continued to be on the bearish side here.
Do you think there's the fear we don't want to have to focus on the macros when we look at this bigger picture? Because as you said, everybody was kind of initially looking elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it maybe has been ignored to a certain point because, one, you know, there have been not very many years, if ever, that managed money have not got long corn at some point in the marketing year. They've never been long corn this year. And the idea that, oh, well, at some point or another, they'll get long corn, maybe they do. You know, I think back to a few years ago, you know, when the market was really beat down, very similar in nature as we were. And then all of a sudden, one night, one afternoon, a derecho moved across Iowa. And you caught some of that problem spots across the country, and that's for Illinois. They're calling for heavy storms, maybe derechos. Again, that's not a marketing plan. That's not a hope, you know, prices move higher on that. But, you know, things change in a hurry. And given the type of length that the funds currently have, things can change in a big way. So, again, are we continuing to push lower? Absolutely. But it's hard for anybody to step in here and buy a lower low and a lower high.
Well, I know that weather is obviously going to continue to be a factor as well as you look at what's happening with this trade.
Weather is going to be squarely focused, especially how the July finishes, and then obviously for the August bean crop.
All right, well, stick around, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the weather, since we did see some talkings of some satellite views looking as no surprise the damage that had happened in areas of South Dakota, northern Iowa, and in southern Minnesota. Add to it, when we come back, we're also going to take a look at maybe some stock market trade action. How is that all going to factor in, and is that going to be any pressure from a marketing agricultural perspective? We'll also take a look at what's going on in the livestock side of the trade, where the cattle, for the most part, had a quiet Monday trade. More is coming up. Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, as our conversation does continue at Darren Fessler with Lakefront Futures. And you and I just started to talk a little bit on the weather, which I think is water cooler talk, no matter where you're at, especially with these last 3 days of hot temperatures. But having said that, from a crop perspective, satellite imagery suddenly says, wait a second, we have some crop issues in areas of South Dakota, northern Iowa, and southern Minnesota. And we've known about it since those floodwaters moved through, but now the imagery is catching up with it. Is it?
Yeah. No, I mean, I chuckle at that because, you know, if you've been in these areas and you have clients in these areas and you've seen pictures and videos of these areas, it's like, hello, yeah, where have you been? These areas are not good. And I've a lot of clients in Minnesota that this is not a good crop, and it is what it is. It's not a disaster, but it's going to be off. It's going to be off a fair bit from last year, and the problem with Minnesota is, you know, the lower third of the state is where 85% of the corn is grown, and that 85% of corn is not. It's not good. I mean, we haven't had the heat that we need. We haven't had, you know, the conditions that would even warrant anything close to a 240, 250 bushel type yield. He said for northwest Iowa, north central Iowa, it's the same type of conditions. And not just that, you go up towards South Dakota and you go even into the wild card for the bean crop last week, and it looks beautiful. If it were June 15th, not July 15th. So that crop's really behind. And then, you know, you get that far north, you run the risk of, you know, Mother Nature turning the heat off too soon. And so there's issues that I believe that the USDA is going to have to reconcile. Because if they don't reconcile, to me, that would mean the areas that are perceived good are incredibly good. Now, does that outweigh the, you know, some of the acreage that have, we've lost in Nebraska due to hail and wind and green snap in South Dakota and the floods in Iowa? Maybe. But that would mean that they're really, that the 250 stuff is closer to 300, because you're looking at a lot of area that had some type of issues. So that's where we are. So I do think that at the end of the day, we're probably going to be coming down here just a little bit on yield. I'm still using the 176 to 179 on corn. Beans, I still think, yeah, you go through Iowa, there's areas that maybe, yeah, wish-washy. Illinois looks a little wish-washy. And it's simply due to when they planted those beans, and those rain, those beans did not catch the rains that some of the earlier planted corn did. But doesn't mean they can't have a 50, 51 national yield. I think you get the attention to the market if you're under 50 nationally on the beans. I don't think we're here today. I think we're probably a 51, 51 half. But at the end of the day, how does that August weather pan out? If we don't have temperatures, we get some rains. Again, we go back to the perception of this market. And right now with the fundamentals, it just doesn't look all and feel all that good.
So how do you manage risk?
Well, we've been aggressively sellers of this thing. We've been out of old crop corn, old crop beans since February. Hard hedged on corn, 35%, including options, were 85%. Beans, 20% hard hedge, including options, were 60% hard hedge. I think you continue to ride this thing lower. I have no inkling of taking any type of hedge strategies off here. We're actually buying more puts here today. We're selling the board here again today. Again, until we get above the 9-day moving averages on any of these markets, the trend is your friend. I do not think you can fight this. I think you have to adjust quickly when the conditions change. But, and we have a crop progress coming out here just in a little bit. I'm not expecting this market to move a whole lot from last week. Yes, these temperatures are hot this week, but when we start looking at the 7 to 10 day temperature anomalies, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous for late July across a lot of the growing belt. Just in time to hopefully get this crop to the, you know, more of the grain filling stage. You know, if you're still in the pollination phase, you know, you're not going to stress this crop a whole heck of a lot here. Again, the story right now is about beans, is about the August weather. And again, focusing on what we talked about earlier, the macro picture. How does China view a Trump presidency again?
Quickly, what's your thoughts on this quiet cattle trade?
Very quiet, continues to go up in an upward rising channel pattern on the August fats. The cash market remains very, very strong. As I've talked about a long time, it still has not come to fruition, but there are cracks in this economy. There's no question about that. When you look at the permanent job losses, every time they've had these year-over-year increases in permanent job losses, we've seen some type of recession. So that has my concern about how strong the consumer is and what does that mean for cattle.
All right. And of course, we'll keep an eye on the stock market as well. Going into tomorrow, we didn't get a chance to really talk in earnest about that. But best way for folks to get a hold of you guys?
They can reach me directly at 312-858-3668, or they can always find me on X at DDF Alpha.
All right. That has been today's Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. Pick this up as a podcast at ruralradionetwork.com and our new podcast hub. And a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's a Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. On Friday, the USDA released their July update to the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, and while the data isn't likely to spark a major rally, traders did find a few bullish surprises. I'll have more after this. Late spring rainfall across the southeast delayed this season's peanut crop, and Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant Eric Lee has been watching Georgia fields closely. I asked him how his producers can maximize productivity in a year like this one.
Yeah, just staying on schedule with fungicide sprays. Whenever we get these late afternoon showers, we'll get a hot and wet effect. And so we're starting to see a lot of our molds start to take place in some of our peanuts. And also being able to push that crop along. We use a lot of Radiate with Quick Ultra with Awaken in our peanut acres. Both are excellent products.
Eric, let's take a step back. Look out to the future. In 2025, are there any products that you're excited about coming into the market?
This peanut field that I'm standing in currently is actually a Dynagrow peanut. It will be the first Dynagrow peanut that Dynagrow has brought to the market. And this is actually a seed production field. So we're looking forward to the future, and hopefully we can bring a product to the field that growers are able to use and capitalize or profit as much as possible.
You can learn more at NutrientAgSolutions.com.
The USDA revised its outlook for corn, soybean, and wheat production on Friday's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report, with traders heavily focused on what the agency might say about this year's crop. Let's start with corn. The report increased corn production slightly to 15.1 billion bushels on the back of an increase in planted acreage by 1.5 million. This brings total acreage for corn up to 91.5 million acres. And while the production figure was higher than the average trade guess, the bearish impact was muted as officials also reduced this year's corn ending stocks by 150 million bushels. The agency did lower the expected farm gate price by 10 cents to $4.30 per bushel. Turning to soybeans, the USDA slightly reduced its domestic production estimate to 4.435 billion bushels. This reduction reflects a trendline yield of 52 bushels per acre across 86.1 million acres. Ending stocks were also lowered by 20 million bushels, about 10 million more than the trade was expecting. For the wheat market, USDA increased its all-wheat production estimate to just over 2 billion bushels, which would be the largest U.S. wheat crop in 8 years. Ending stocks for new crop wheat also rose to 856 million bushels, a nearly 100 million bushel increase in a month. For winter wheat, production was forecast at 1.34 billion bushels, up 4% from a month ago. Globally, corn production was pegged slightly higher at 1.22 billion metric tons, with ending stocks reported at 311 million metric tons. Brazil and Argentina's production was largely unchanged from last month. In soybeans, global ending stocks were revised slightly lower to 127.8 million metric tons for the new crop year, providing a small amount of support for prices to close the week. In wheat, the bearish news continued as global production was estimated at nearly 770 million metric tons, leading to worldwide ending stocks swelling by nearly 5 million metric tons. I'll be back with more when we return.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Yes, the corn market was able to find a little momentum on Friday following the release of the July WASDE report from the USDA, but traders will continue to keep their focus on weather in the near term. The next update from USDA will come on August 12th, and it will include the first survey data from the field. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The Durand Improvement Group invites you to Music in the Park this Wednesday at Memorial Park in Durand. Chris Cruzy will be performing. His performance starts at 6 o'clock. There'll be food and refreshments too. Plus, there'll be a big display from the Durand Fire Police and Ambulance Services on Madison Street. It's Music in the Park with Chris Cruzy this Wednesday starting at 6 o'clock with Durand Improvement Group.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then partly cloudy tonight and lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the upper 70s. In the afternoon and early evening, there could be a couple of storms that pop up. Nice Wednesday, partly cloudy and low 70s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 79.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Two young people without a thing, say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore, she can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. It's like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. But it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
West Coast wind, if heaven is anywhere. 90s hits at the top of our lungs, shuffling it on, still the one. Missing turns, cause that's our song. If heaven is anywhere, it's in a blue Tacoma, California. White magnolia in your hair, rays of gold shining on you.
right here. Red sun melting to the blacktop. Dollar shades from a nowhere truck stop. Your kiss and that coastline. If heaven is anywhere, pull it over to the shoulder. Take it in and pull you closer. Loving you longer than I ever did. Going places we've never been. Seven's in a blue Tacoma, California. White magnolia in your hair. Rays of gold are shining on you. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere, it's never running out of golden road. Always having your hand to hold. In a blue Tacoma, California.
Event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. But don't trust your sword to no backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town stains on his hand. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home cause he didn't live far. You see, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. The Georgia Patrol was making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? Judge said guilty on a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home and I've gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your southern no backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got blood stains. The tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town. That's one body that'll never be found. You see, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Trust your southern old backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your southern old backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I had one say we were done in a Baton Rouge college ball. It kind of came out of nowhere, man. I took that one pretty hard. I had another one in another town, and I spent a whole lot of nights missing her. Till it all went black, she stopped texting back, and I finally got the picture. So here's to the Alma, so close, this whole round of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. And here's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you for the almost maybes.
Here's to the one that my family thought was gonna make me drop to one knee. And I tried like hell, but I couldn't help. My mama loved her more than me. And to all those July crushes turning into September evenings, goodbyes that didn't feel good back then, it happened for me.